It's time to enter the world of real estate in Oahu with Hawaii's only true real estate radio show, the Team Lally Real Estate Show. Grab a pen and get ready to take notes. For the next full hour, Hawaii's premier real estate leader, Adrienne Lally, and Attilio Leonardi will bring you the latest in real estate news and real-world strategies on how they can guarantee to sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, or they'll buy it. Now, here are your hosts, Adrienne and Attilio.
Welcome to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, or we'll buy it. If you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out online at teamlally.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Attilio, and this is that part of the show where we give you some, I call it life coaching, and we build a successful real estate team.
I would agree.
How would we define that?
How do we define the success of our real estate team?
No, the success of the ice cream truck that comes to our neighborhood once. Yes, our real estate team.
Well, I would say with the amount of families that we've been able to help, with both buying and selling and investing, as well as our team members that have grown within the team.
Yeah, I think that's been the one of the things that we looked at. As business owners, we should be looking at our numbers and our profitability and expenses and all of that, and you do pay attention to those things. But the number one asset in any company is the people, and the most challenging part of a company is the people. And what we've learned is that when you focus on the relationships with your team members, with your business, and then with your clients, that overspills into your relationships at home too, and it's all good. And it all comes down to connections. And so this is what we've learned is that, I think for us more so in the last couple of days, you've gone through some challenging situations, and we won't bore anybody with the details because the details are pretty boring, especially the people involved.
And actually the people involved are kind of,
they're unbelievable.
Entertaining, I would say.
Yeah. And if they're listening to the show right now, you know who you are. And so this is what I would say to you being on the other end of that. When you come across unbelievable people, challenging people, people that are like completely ego-driven or, just all about being takers as opposed to givers.
Oh, and victims.
Is those people, you're not going to go out there and change those people.
Mm-mm.
Do you have the ability to actually change anybody outside yourself?
No. They've got to want to change.
And when you let go of that responsibility of trying to change others and focus inward on yourself, that is going to have a higher probability of success because that's pretty much the only person you do have control over.
Well, I want to tie in a bold law to that. So what you focus on expands. So you can focus on yourself and improving yourself to be a better person so that you can be a better parents, leader, friends, spouse.
And that goes both ways, right? When you focus on negativity, that's what we have. We're pessimistic. Mm-hmm. When we're focused on positive things, what it can be, what we're hopeful for, it's optimistic. And that's, for some reason, what comes into our lives. So I think it's
the law of attraction, right?
Yeah.
If you have that negative mindset, there's more negativity follows you.
Well, our good friend Paul Diaz is in town to come in. He came in to support in a very very challenging situation for Adrienne. And I think you were already at the event.
And
I was coming back from the lunch and coming into the event, and I said, and Paul said, you know what, let's pray.
Yeah.
And so he said a prayer for the situation that we were in, I was in, you were in, everybody's involved with. And then, you know what I added on to the end was I wanted to pray for the people that we are facing this challenge against.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul said it, and I had forgotten about it, but he helped remind me because he had been like a youth pastor before.
Yes, that was his.
And he says, you did exactly what the Bible tells you, is that you pray for your enemies.
Yes. I prayed for them last night too.
Yeah. So I would challenge you. It's easy to pray for our loved ones, right? The people we care for, the people we admire, people that are doing good works in the world. That's easy. What God challenged you to do is to pray for those, for the people that are your enemies, that are doing bad in the world. And I look at it this way, and that, and I believe this, and I would challenge anybody to refute this, that deep down inside, even the worst of the worst people, there's some good there, some original good that's there. It just, you know, yeah, I know what you're saying right now with some people. Man, that's really challenging. It's way down there. For some people, that goodness inside, it's way in there. And you got to dig deep. But you've got to hold on to that and realize that they are good people. And here's what I realize. You can use whatever word you want, but what they have is they have hate wrapped around their heart. Mm-hmm. You can put the word the devil. You can put Satan. You can put just nasty thoughts. You can just, any of those synonyms will work. But that's literally what they, figuratively, what they have wrapped around their heart. And it's affecting their thinking, their behavior, their reactions.
Their relationships.
Their relationships, how they look at things, mm-hmm. the amount of distrust that they have in life. And it's just exacerbating.
To live that way.
Just and
who could live like that? I don't think they're going to live very long. They got to make some changes.
You know, studies have shown physiologically your body is affected by negative thoughts. And they've actually done studies on this, taking blood tests.
And also like with the water, right?
Yeah.
That's one of the things that we learn at Bold.
Yeah.
Right? They show that example of how...
At the molecular level or some of the crystals.
Yeah.
And the way that the water's formed. But I mean, again, that's anecdotal, but I will tell you, scientifically has been proven. I'll tell you. I'll tell you what it is. Here's the science. Cortisol. Cortisol is a chemical that's produced in the human body, and it comes from the flight or fight response. Mm-hmm. It's produced by your, so I'll get physiological on you.
Uh-oh.
It's produced by your adrenal glands. It's produced by your adrenal glands, and it's a reaction to your brain having a perception that you're in a challenging situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, it came from the caveman days, the saber-toothed tiger was going to eat us. And so you would either fight or you would run. And they have shown studies that when you have high levels of cortisol in your bloodstream, it affects blood pressure, cognitive ability, affects the healthiness of your heart, your brain activity, a whole number of things. Physiologically proven, they take blood tests, and that's what's happening with the cortisol. How do you get rid of the cortisol?
By laughing.
Praying for your enemies.
Oh, okay. What about laughing?
Yeah, laughing, music, meditation. Dancing, listening to comedy. It's a whole bunch of things that counteracts.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Oh, exercise.
Exercise.
Yeah.
Exercise and laughing. But I just want to give a quick plug out to Victory Outreach on Sunday. They're going to have some clean comedy.
You know, I've studied comedy. I've done some open mic nights, and I'm like a comedy addict. I'll tell you right now, clean comedy is literally the toughest comedy to do.
So there's
very challenging.
Yeah, so there's a comedian that's been known to make appearances on Comedy Central, BET, and the Latin All-Stars of Comedy.
Yes.
So come on out.
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at Victory Outreach over in Waipahu on Sunday.
Sunday, so tomorrow.
At 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
So all are welcome. It's free. It's going to be fun for the whole family. And you can laugh away the cortisol.
And I know what you guys are thinking. You're like, oh, they're tricking me. They're trying to get you to go to church. Yeah, what the? You know, it's called marketing. If you got to go to clean comedy, what? You want it to be like, you know, in some back alley down some, you know, in some seedy place? Would that get you to go? No, it doesn't. Forget about where the location is. If anything, appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
That this church is thinking outside of the box and bringing in somebody to do clean comedy.
Yeah, so come on out.
It's laughing is good.
Laughing is good for the heart.
It is.
So I think we've got Bradley Murayama with his insurance tip of the week.
Bradley, do you have some clean insurance tips for us of the week with insurance?
Yeah. So Allstate had made some changes that we spoke about the other week about dogs, but we also decreased the amount of footage from the coastline. So most carriers, you need to be outside of 1,000 feet from the coastline in order to get homeowners insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
But our new requirement is now 250 feet from the coastline.
So okay.
There is some opportunity to get a quote from a standard carrier because many people need to go through non-standard carriers to get home insurance when they're inside of 1,000 feet from the ocean.
I think that's very important, people, to listen and make a note of. If you're buying anything near the ocean, because the insurance costs, right? That's going to play in your monthly overhead on how to hold on to that home. And, you know, Bradley, just the difference between something that's right near the ocean and something that's, you know, away from the ocean. What are you talking about in the difference in insurance if the homes were, everything else was the same?
What is the question? I don't quite
well,
understand.
If you had two homes, identical homes, same square footage, same construction, same year, they were identical homes, but one is on the beach and one is up in the hills. What are you talking about as far as, and we're not going to hold you to it. I mean, again, you need more specific information, but in general, how wide of a swing in insurance costs are you talking versus being on the ocean, right on the beach versus not on the beach?
Typically, maybe 10% more, but a lot of times the big cost will come from flood insurance if you are in a flood area.
Yeah.
A lot of times you'll be in a what's called a VE flood zone, so a bulk of that premium will come from flood insurance.
Yes.
But the carriers that do write right on the water, typically they're 10 to 20% more.
There you go.
In premium cost than somebody that's up in the mountains.
Yeah. So a good thing to know if you're budgeting for that monthly payment, which is property tax, insurance, mortgage, interest.
Well, I would just say always check with your insurance agent. And I know that Bradley does do the free quote. So just good to know what you can expect when you're out looking for your home.
I would say whether it's on the beach or not, you guys should call Bradley.
Yes.
If you guys are going to be looking to buy a home, no matter where you go buy a home. So, all right.
And, you know, I think it's timely, but, you know, the storms are approaching the Big Island, so very shortly, we're going to probably go through what's called a moratorium, meaning we're going to put a freeze on homeowners, car insurance, renters insurance, and condos. So if you're about to close, try to get, you know, contact your agent or
just call Bradley.
We're getting a lot of calls right now to make sure that their hurricane premiums are paid from the mortgage company.
Yeah.
So if you already have insurance, you know, we're personally calling people that may have not paid their premium.
Yes.
Or just even remind their bank to make sure that they overnight a check, because once that moratorium goes into effect, we're not going to be able to take any payments.
Yeah. And that's nice of you guys, because you guys aren't pulling the old, oh, too bad, so sad, your house just got wiped out, you missed that premium payment.
No, you're helping them. Yeah, it shows that your company cares.
Yeah.
And you're being proactive to help all of your clients. So thank you, Bradley. Yeah. Thank you for the tip.
Oh, no problem.
All right.
Stay dry.
Okay.
All right. So you can give Bradley a call at 591-8016. You can also find him on allstate.com under Maruyama and Associates.
Now, don't quote me on this, but this is, remember from Bradley being on the show before, when the hurricane is approximately 500 miles? Yeah, 500 miles off the coast of the Big Island, because usually they come in that direction, hit the Big Island and the rest of the island chain, that's when the moratorium starts for insurance. Because I you know, it's like, your house is on fire and you don't have insurance. I'm sure you would love to have put the insurance in place while you see the smoke coming up, and then have it all set while your home is fully engulfed. But unfortunately,
that's not how it works. All right. So next up, we've got Janice from Dreamhouse Drafting with her tip of the week.
Yes.
Janice, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. So my tip of the week, I'm debating as to what it should be, but I guess nobody needs the reminder that hurricane season and hurricanes are now upon us, or at least storms. So everybody needs to make sure that they pick up things that can blow away. If they haven't already purchased some sort of system to protect windows, might be a good time to go buy plywood and label it and cut it to size for each window and have it ready. Yeah. There are products available that you can either have permanently mounted or that you can put up quickly that weigh less than plywood.
Yeah.
So, like, Janice, where have you found these products? Like at Home Depot, City Mill? Like, what's the best place?
Okay, so I kind of wandered around online looking to see what was there. Mm-hmm. And for people who do not live in an area with a strict homeowners association, they probably have more variety, because there are an assortment of products in terms of shutters that can either be bolted shut, shutters that fall, like, close down over the window and look like a louvered shutter mm-hmm. when not in use. So shutters are a great idea when, you know, you can actually use them because no one's telling you what the trim on your house is supposed to look exactly like. So mm-hmm. that's a great put in place one time. But there is a product, and I'm looking around here. I've got my hands on it, which I was questioning how well it could really work, but it was seen on Shark Tank, and they actually have a rep on Kauai.
Oh.
And it is a lightweight plastic product that actually looks like it's got veins between two layers. So in other words, like cardboard that's been corrugated.
Yes.
Is the look of what it has. And I was like, it feels pretty firm. How strong could it be? So, you know, tried jumping on it. I haven't succeeded in destroying it yet.
Oh, wow.
But, yes.
So at least it's Janus proof.
And it's for both windows and doors.
Nice.
And it works with a very heavy Velcro and double stick system. And mm-hmm. it's lightweight. So, you know, if you're all home by yourself and you
yeah.
get it, do it in quick. Place quickly, you can.
Yeah. Does it block sound of, like, your neighbors with the bad karaoke?
I don't think so.
I don't know about just that, hurricane. But I don't think you,
right you now,
would want it up when the storms are not happening.
I think if it could block the sound of bad karaoke from your neighbors, that thing would be flying off the mm-hmm. shelf.
What's the name of this product? What's the name of this product, Janice? So maybe our listeners can.
Storm Stoppers.
Storm Stoppers.
And they actually do have a rep on Kauai.
All right.
So Storm Stoppers.
Florida and Kauai thing.
Nice. Well, thank you, Janice. Excellent tips for the hurricane season that's upon us.
Thank you, Janice.
All right. So you can get a hold of Janice at 206-7107 or check her out online at dreamhousedrafting.com.
So you got the Storm Stoppers, and then they got, and then version number two just recently released, Bad Karaoke Stoppers. Duke, speaking of good karaoke.
Yes. Duke has great karaoke.
Duke has great karaoke.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to storm season.
I know. That's the topic for today, for sure. Yes.
But give us whatever tip that you feel like our listeners need to hear.
Well, since I haven't been on the radio in a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. let me just talk about parking and how important that is to your units. We just sent a video out to all of our owners mm-hmm. and tenants just saying, if you have an opportunity to get extra parking with your unit, you got to get it up front. Rarely do you have an opportunity to add parking into your portfolio when you buy a condo
yeah.
or even a house. You know, the parking is, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when you're out looking for a condo or a townhouse, your assigned parking is your assigned parking. It was bought that way. It was created that way. So when people give us a home to manage and there's no parking, 99% of the time I do not take the unit
because
mm-hmm. there's problems. Yeah. Where are your vendors going to park when they repair your home? Where are we going to park when we show your home?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the tenants going to park when they come and look at your home?
Yes.
It just creates so many problems. And the rent that you'll get between a one parking and a two parking situation is $300 to $500 a month.
Wow.
It's a big difference.
Now, Duke, you mentioned a video that you send out to your owners. If any of our listeners wanted to, like, maybe get on this video list, because we get your videos all the time, and you're always sending out super helpful and timely information. So, like, how would our listeners, you know, would they just go to hipacificpm.com and fill out, like, the contact me, and they can be added?
Yeah, they can be added that way, or they can just go on our website and go to the blog section, and they can see our 70-something videos that we have posted there
awesome.
On all different subjects.
Yeah, I just saw
renting
one.
Renting to separate tenants.
Yeah.
Yeah, renting to separate tenants. That just came out today.
I watched that one this morning. In fact, I wanted you to talk about it because you know, a lot of times people are like, I'll give you the advice, and it's up to you to make the decision. You're like matter of fact with people because you've seen the direct result.
He's like, don't do it.
Don't do it. What? And what was it?
I'll give you the 30-second
yeah, give it to us.
Thing. Okay, so when you have separate rooms and you rent them out to all separate tenants,
yeah.
you have so many problems that can come into play. So we've had tenants actually get in a fist fight over garbage. And it's just ridiculous. So they got a TRO against each other. These are roommates.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Two military guys that just had so much issues with each other. So, you know, just having separate rooms, you're going to have to deal with a house rule situation. You got to deal with electricity, water,
parking.
I had a lady taking 30-minute showers. There's all kinds of problems that it brought up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to make sure everybody understands that if you offer me a management situation that has multiple rooms in it, I probably won't take it.
Yeah.
And you probably shouldn't be doing it anyways. It sounds like it's, you know, just a disaster waiting to happen.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So we're going to be releasing a video on the latest law change that's happening right now with the situation for all these vacation rentals that are happening.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Everything is about to change August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know the law, you should get in. You should get some literature on it because it's got a $1,000 to $10,000 a day penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you guys
got a vacation rental going. Yep.
And so that's the next video that's coming out. So make sure that you go to Hawaii or HIPacificPM.com, go to the blog section, and you'll get access to that next video.
Mm-hmm.
Or sign up. Sign up with them and just get it sent direct to your email.
Thanks, Duke.
Thank you, Duke.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. So they've got a rent guarantee. If they can't get your home rented and agreed upon time frame and for an amount, they'll pay the rent.
That's right. So check them out, HIPacificPM.com, or give them a call at 445-9223.
Don't take our word. Check them out on Yelp. They got some good reviews. Next up is Jody,
the mortgage genius.
Hey, Jody.
Hi.
Hello.
Good.
What you got for us today?
So I wanted to talk about interest rates. I don't know if you guys heard, but the Fed did follow through with their rate cut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're basically saying that the economy is not, leading indicators are not showing that we are setting into a recession, but in order to be proactive, and they don't want to wait for the economy to slow, but they want to actually do it ahead of time. And so that's why they did decide to cut the rate. What the funny thing is that I'm getting a lot of calls saying, like, hey, does that mean interest rates went down? And the concept here is that, yes, we might see a slight improvement, but the reason it's not going to be a drastic improvement, like, for instance, if you were getting quoted a 4%, you're not going to go down to, like, a 3.75.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being is because the improvement, the rate cut by the Fed, was already anticipated and already priced into the pricing that we've been quoting you guys. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of people are like, no, the rate reduction went up. What happened today? So yesterday you told me this. So today, shouldn't I have a quarter better? And no, that is absolutely not how it works. There might be a slight improvement, but it's not. Most of it was already priced into the market, meaning if the Fed did not follow through with their anticipated reduction, actually rates would have knee-jerk reacted and gone up.
Gotcha.
So, but historically...
Even if they remained flat.
Yeah, but historically, the rates are still very low. So...
Oh, they are getting... We're really getting to... Very, very low. I mean, they have come down so much since the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an amazing time. Not to mention the whole Airbnb thing.
Yes.
I think Duke was talking about that a little, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so not to mention the impact that that's going to have on decreasing the buyer's pool.
Mm-hmm.
And our Hawaii economy.
Yes.
Therefore, we don't know what type of impact that's going to have on home prices.
Yeah. Well, you know? I mean,
it is a great time to buy, and it always is a great time to buy. As I know, Achilleo always says, "Now is the best. Today is the best time." Right.
Well, I thought I got the best real estate advice when I went to Costco the other day. They had the lady over there with the samples. You know what she was saying? Try some, buy some.
What?
She said, try some, buy some. We should just have that lady stand at our open houses right in front on the street when people driving by, like, check out the open house. Try some, buy some. Because, I mean, it's funny. I'm hoping I'm creating a memory hook in your brain. But, you know, there's two times, the two best times to plant a tree. When, Adrian? Two best times to plant a tree.
So, 20 years ago.
Yeah, right now.
And today.
And right now.
So, okay. Give Jody a call. That she's actually the first step to buying a home, is to talk with Jody and get pre-approved.
Yep.
So.
I called their office the other day. And you know how they answered the phone? Try some, buy some.
No, they did not. Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Jody.
All right, so you can get a hold of Jody.
Bye.
You can get a hold of Jody and her team at 488-5510. Check her out online at packremmtg.com.
Hey, we're about to take a break, but stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking with Andy Pike of Quivadas Financial Management. He's going to be talking to us about the best ways to make smart financial decisions. So stay with us.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few $100s of marketing. Now, I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you about a team of real estate agents whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi of Team Lally Real Estate Group of Keller Williams, Honolulu. Now, Adrian and Attilio spend thousands of dollars every month and attract hundreds of buyers every week. Now, because of that, if they can't sell your home at a price and deadline that you agree to, they will buy your home. Real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Team Lally in Hawaii. And if I needed to sell a home in Hawaii, well, I would call Team Lally. Call Team Lally now at 799-9596. Online at 808GuaranteedSale.com. That's 808GuaranteedSale.com. And consider your home sold.
Aloha to my friends in Hawaii. It's Colin Cowherd. Look, I've interviewed some great coaches and encountered brilliant strategists that are five steps ahead of everybody else. I've also invested in real estate all over the country. I've lived in eight states. When it comes to selling your home in Hawaii, you have a brilliant real estate team in Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi of Team Lally with Keller Williams. They attract so many buyers locally, nationally, and internationally, they can either make an immediate cash offer on your home or sell it at a price and deadline you agree to, and they'll buy it. Their marketing plan on a completely different level. That's Team Lally. They've outsold every agent in Hawaii year after year. Check out why national real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Team Lally in Hawaii, as well as national news talk host Sean Hannity. That's why I trust him. Write the number down, 799-9596, or go online to 808GuaranteedSale.com, 808GuaranteedSale.com, and start packing.
Hi, I'm Barbara Corcoran. To sell your home on time for the most money, you need a sharp agent with a marketing strategy that creates the most demand. Bottom line, you need a partner willing to put their own money on the line for you.
In Hawaii, I would hire Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi. Their marketing strategy is so effective that if your home doesn't sell on terms you agree to, Team Lally will buy it.
Partner with the team I trust. Go online or call and get your home sold.
The Team Lally Real Estate Show continues. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program. We'll buy it. I'm Adrian.
And I'm Attilio.
And if you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out online at teamlally.com.
Hey, our guest today is from Cincinnati, Ohio. He retired from the U.S. Air Force in 2003. And has been a financial advisor since then. He loves helping people understand complicated financial concepts and helps to simplify their financial lives.
He's currently a financial advisor for Quivadas Financial Management, located in Pearl City. And they work with clients in 20 states, as well as with many active duty and retired military living abroad. Please welcome back our guest and friend,
yes,
Andy Pike.
Hi, Andy.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Welcome to the show.
Yes.
Thanks.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, yeah, so let's, I guess, you know, so how is it that you got to Oahu?
Oh, so I was stationed, I was in the Air Force, and Hickam Air Force Base was my last assignment.
Oh, wow.
In 2003.
It's like a nice way to kind of wrap things up.
Got here and decided we didn't want to leave, so here we are.
What got you into financial planning?
Didn't really have a plan for what I wanted to do when I retired, so about a year out, I got recruited by the company that I was a client of.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And so I started that way.
Okay.
And then I did that for till late 2010. Mm-hmm. And then in late 2010, I started Quovadis Financial Management.
Quovadis. Now, it sounds like an expensive men's cologne. What does Quovadis mean?
Quovadis is Latin for where are you going?
Where are you going?
And it comes right out of the Bible. It was a question from the Apostle John to Jesus as he was headed to Jerusalem to go be crucified.
Oh, wow.
And Jesus' response was, where I'm going, you can't go right now.
Yeah.
So
is that, like, that's kind of the foundation, right?
And it speaks to the journey. Financial planning is not you get a document from somebody and you just go execute the document, because to me it's a lifelong journey.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As it relates to things like getting kids through college and paying off debt and having a retirement. It's an ongoing thing. So most of my clients, I've been working with the vast majority of my clients for 17 or 18 of the, or not that many.
Yeah.
Since 2005, 2006, the vast majority of them. So,
well, financial planning advice has been around for a long time. I think in the Bible, he talks about the master and giving him the talents, the coins, and what did the three different or two different servants do with their coins?
Right.
And that's the same thing. What are we doing with our income? What are we doing with our taxes? What are we doing with our savings, our retirement?
Right.
So, what does it look like when somebody initially says, okay, let's get together? What's that look like?
So I take everybody through a process of building an actual financial plan.
Uh-huh.
It's very detailed. It covers everything about their money. So from the, do you have a will and a trust, if you need a trust, what's your current situation financially, what are your goals, what are the things you want, what does that look like when you get there, what are you going to do when you retire?
Yeah.
The vast majority of people want to retire by average probably 62 to 65 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I ask them, what are you going to do for the next 25 years?
Yes.
Because a lot of people don't realize that people are living longer now in retirement than they ever used to.
So what does that look like? How much money does the typical person need to have in savings in order to retire at 62?
Usually what I see in the financial planning software, because it'll give me a number that says, hey, if you're going to be retired for 27 years, you need I'm make up a number, $3.5 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
And people go, well, I'm never going to retire because I'm not going to have that. And what they don't think about is we can turn their Social Security, we take that number and make it a big number because it's going to get paid out for 25 years.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So that could cover a million of it.
Mm-hmm.
If they have any kind of pension, whether a federal employee or military retiree like me, then that gets monetized the same way. So a lot of people are better off toward retirement than they think.
Gotcha.
Most people have the emotional problems that they think they're far worse off than they are.
So you help to really break it down and help them to understand the numbers and how that all ends up working out in the saving plan.
Right. So for me, I try to simplify everything in their financial lives.
Yeah.
And that helps me, because if it's simple for me, then they can understand it. Mm-hmm. I can understand it. I don't do all the real technical stuff.
Yeah. And for people, I think how we look at how we define retirement has changed, right? It's like people think it's, I'm going to go play golf every day. Well, I know, like, my dad, he retired like two times. He says, just, you know, sitting around doing nothing is good for about 6 months. And after that, you kind of get a little stir crazy. So you do need something to do.
And that's what I do. I challenge my clients to think about not what you're retiring from. Uh-huh. What are you going to retire to?
Like, what's the next step?
What's going to be the next thing? Because you can't sit at home on the couch for much more than, I don't even think it's 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or one, my wife would kick me out of the house.
Yeah.
but, you know, what are you going to do? Because if you stop, that's when you start dying, I think.
Yes.
You know, because your health starts to go. And that's the big thing about Alzheimer's and all the dementia things that are going on today. The studies say if you stay busy, you stay into something.
You got to stay engaged.
You're going to stave some of that stuff off longer.
Yeah, I think the brain's a muscle. You got to use it.
Right.
Or exactly. Atrophies, you know, Netflix is affecting the, I think, our, making people atrophy their brain.
Don't talk about my Netflix edition in public.
It's been 2 days since I binge watched episodes on Netflix. My name is Attilio.
Welcome, Attilio.
So tell us a little bit about this, I guess, your ideal client, and then maybe your current client base. It looks like you've got a lot of military folks mm-hmm. that you service. So mm-hmm. is there a difference between, you know, someone that's been in the military or is in the military and, you know, what you would do for a civilian?
The concepts aren't any different. I'll tell you, the military guys tend to listen a little bit better sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Because me being in the Air Force, and when they come in my office, they see my shadow box from when I retired, and they realize I'm not messing around. So it's like, and I tell people, I don't boast about my abilities and things like that, but I tell people, if you do what I say,
yeah,
it's going to work.
Yes. Yeah.
Just like if I listen to you guys when I bought my house,
yeah. mm-hmm.
I listen to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're the experts.
You're the experts.
Yes.
And so if I do what you say, it works. And I got mm-hmm. into a house that I should never got into, but it was because of the stuff that you guys helped me see.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have my office in my house.
Nice.
Which is brilliant, by the way.
Yeah.
The whole office.
Highly recommended. No traffic, right?
On the way to the office. I have a 14-step commute, but I'm not allowed back upstairs during the day.
Yeah, there was a pileup on that one time when you fell down the stairs.
Exactly.
But traffic was cleared up right away.
Yep.
No stoppage of the traffic flow at all. Yep,
exactly.
My daughter was running
So for the concepts of financial planning, and we were talking about the Bible before, there are 2,350 verses in the Bible that deal with money and possessions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Far more than any other topic. And I think that's because the Lord knew we were going to struggle with that part.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to see that as, that's mine. Mm-hmm. I did that.
Uh-huh.
And everything we know comes from the Lord, the gifts that we have and all that. So,
yes.
But for me, the planning is, so everybody gets their own financial plan. It's not a boilerplate, but the process is much the same
mm-hmm.
that I take them through. And where we probably spend most of the time is, what are the goals? What do you really want? What's it going to look like when you get there? I want them to envision that so they can really start to get it in here that, yes, it's possible,
mm-hmm.
and here are the things I need to do to go there.
So do you ever have clients that are like, I really want to be a homeowner? Mm-hmm. And how is it that you take them through that process? Let's tie this a little bit into, you know, some
financial
real estate.
Planning. Yeah,
real estate, financial planning.
If they live in Hawaii, I tell them to call you guys.
Yes. Yeah.
And same thing with, if the client's in a, you know, every client that comes to me, if they own a house, one of the first things we do is we look at what's their current mortgage situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
their interest
I'm
rate.
A fairly new Dave Ramsey Smart Investor Pro.
Okay,
uh-huh.
One of the concepts he teaches is get out of your mortgage as fast as you can.
Yeah,
get
it paid off.
And so one of my focuses with everybody is, how soon can I get you out of debt? Because if I can get you to retirement with no debt, that's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So. But when I look at mortgage and stuff, I look at, you know, are they military? Do they have the VA benefits?
Mm-hmm.
But more than not, I just tell them to talk to you guys.
It's interesting you mentioned Dave Ramsey, because so much of our society and our marketing and
mm-hmm.
everything is geared towards leveraging and getting in debt past your eyeballs.
Yes. Yep.
You don't need to save money to buy it. Get it today on credit and pay for it the rest of your life.
Yep.
And I think that's the number one challenge with people here in the U.S. We're like one of the planet's worst savers, right?
Yep. I was just listening to Dave's podcast. I listen to it every day. One, for the humor, because Dave's pretty funny if you haven't listened to him.
But
this lady was talking about, you know, leveraging, or it was a guy who was going to not pay down his mortgage to put more money in his house and stuff. And he goes, dude, have you ever listened to me before? And the guy goes, well, yeah. And he goes, well, then you know what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Don't do that. And the guy's like, yeah, but. And Dave goes, no, stop. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Don't do it. And then he moved on to another call. So
Exactly.
And you know, Dave, he sugarcoats those things. He dances around it. No, boom.
Yep.
Right between the eyes because.
Yep.
And you know, we've been having an opportunity to be his endorsed local ELPs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Endorsed local providers.
For Dave Ramsey for how many years? 6 years now?
Oh, seven? No, like 8 years.
8 years?
Long time. We've been his people here.
And last 2 years in a row, we've gone to his Entre Leadership Summit.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm in that now.
Are you in that? And
awesome.
Going to that is awesome because he's brought in some great speakers and we've had a chance to see Dave Ramsey speak firsthand. He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's so matter of fact. He's like, this is how I would describe Dave Ramsey when I met him and seen him in person. This is me.
Yep.
That's it.
Take
it or leave
it. Yep.
Yeah.
But I'll tell your listeners too that with some marketing things, I can just pay for it and be listed on a website.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a great guy. I found my company on a website, said I was one of the elite financial advisors in Hawaii, and then they emailed me and wanted me to pay them to be on that list. Dave's company vets everybody. He mm-hmm. recruits the people that he wants. He doesn't just let people call in and go, hey, I want to be one of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't do it that way.
Nope.
So you can definitely trust you know, Adrian and Attilio for that. And then same thing with me for Dave, because he vets everybody. It's a pretty extensive recruiting process.
And once you're in, you don't get to stay in either. You got to keep earning your spot every time because we have Dave's counselors are calling us.
And accountability and coaching and making sure that we're keeping up with the strategies.
They are looking at, they are calling the people that we're talking to and talking to them and say, how did Adrian and Attilio do?
Yep.
So they're constantly doing customer
service
checks.
Same with me. So when they do the, because it's now, it's not called ELP for investments. It's called SmartVestor Pro.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
That had some stuff to do with some laws with the federal regulators.
Yep.
During the end of the President Obama administration.
Yeah.
But so what Dave, you know, that whole process is very rigid to get in. And then, like you said, they're following up. So I was talking to a client and she said, she said, after our meeting, I got an email from Dave, not a call, but it's just an email. Yeah. And it's basically kind of survey. How did Andy do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so they are checking up. And I encourage my clients, you know, tell them the truth.
Yeah, tell them the truth. And if you're providing a high level of service, you got nothing to worry about.
Yep, exactly.
And
so we're talking about, you know, Dave Ramsey, the Dave Ramsey method and financial planning. Do you teach any like faith-based financial planning courses? Or maybe you could talk to our listeners about that and they can, you know, come and check you out for themselves. Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, so I've been teaching God's financial principles since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I started out, didn't really know much, approached my pastor and said, hey, I want to start teaching. He said, great. And I said, well, the problem is I don't know all that. And he goes, Andy, he said, what I found humorous about our Lord is that he puts people in ministry where they need it the most. And I was like, ouch, that hurt.
Yeah.
So I've been teaching since then. I haven't taught FPU. I'm teaching another course. It's much the same. It's called I Was Broke, Now I'm Not. It's a guy from South Carolina. It was The precursor company was a John Maxwell company called Enjoy.
Okay.
And he bought that company from John Maxwell and changed it around. And it's much the same because the concepts come out of the same Bible.
Mm-hmm.
He has 9 rungs on a ladder. Dave has 7 baby steps.
Uh-huh.
Things like that. So they're just a little bit different. But I've been teaching that since 2016.
Yeah, I find most success principles, 80, 90% of them, no matter where they're coming from, they overlap.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Very similar.
Exactly.
And I think, you know, speak to that. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, you Christians, you know, we're just going to give everything up and, you know, live in poverty and, you know, and all of that. That's a misconception, right?
It's very much a misconception.
God wants prosperity in our lives.
There's a lot there are a lot of verses in the Bible that talk about God actually commands us, not asks or suggests. He commands us to enjoy what he's blessed us with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. After we've done all the other things. Mm-hmm. So what I find with Christians and non-Christians, most of the problems are between their ears.
Yes.
And it's emotion and it's, you know, their own pride because I'm making all this money.
Yeah.
You know, all that other stuff. And it's their attitude.
Yeah.
It's like their attitude about their money.
Like their mindset.
Yeah. One of the classes I used to teach was built by Pastor Rick Warren was one of the guys that started it. Yeah.
Daily Hope. I listen to his podcast all the time.
Yeah. And so one of the things he said was, you know, when people give their life to the Lord or whatever, they'll say, Lord, you have it all. You take my life, take everything, but don't touch my money because I need that for me. So, but yeah, so it's all head stuff.
Yeah.
It's the stories that people tell themselves.
Yep. The math never lies.
I think
the math is easy.
Pastor Rick Warren, he says, worry in your life is like that warning light on your dashboard. That's God telling you stop worrying, you know, pay attention.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Have faith, trust, get around people like you with good advice.
Yep.
So
I had a guy I was speaking at a church thing once. A guy stood up and he said, worrying is praying for what you don't want.
Yes.
Mm. I was like, that was so good.
That's powerful.
I told him, I said, I'm going to steal that and I'm going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is again.
Yeah.
So when is the next class that any of our listeners, if they wanted to come in and learn or, you know, check it out from you?
Yep. Probably it's going to be either later this year or early in the new year. I'm going to probably be teaching over at New Hope Hawaii Kai.
Okay.
Okay.
In the fall. But we don't have another one scheduled at New Hope Sand Island right now.
Gotcha.
So in the meantime, though, they could just contact you directly and get their own.
Or through the SmartVestor program if they wanted to go that way.
Yeah. What's a good number for you?
Area code 808-447-0564.
447-0564.
Yep.
And give him a call. You know, we've known Andy for a long time. He's not only great financial advisor, he's a good friend. And
he sure has helped me out a lot.
Yeah. And he's a good person.
Yeah.
And nothing like getting somebody that's a good person, that's very knowledgeable in what they do to help you in an area where I think statistically Americans don't do too good with. Right. Is the planning for retirement.
And I would say that he's he always does what's in his client's best interest, not what's best for him. And I mean, I can personally attest to that. So, you know, just he's a man of God and of faith, and he's a teacher, and he will take the time and care to make sure that you have the right plan for you and your family.
Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, this is the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program. We have Andy Pike. He's a financial advisor with Quivadas. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
Quivadas. And tell him again, what does Quivadas stand for? What is that Latin for?
It's Latin for where are you going? And it kind of, for me, when we named the company, it speaks to the journey that is a financial plan.
So if you meet with people, you have a beautiful office, I'm going to imagine, and you're in Pearl City. Is that, and so it's nice,
so very
centrally located.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I don't care where you live on Oahu, it's never going to be too far to go to start working on your financial future, which is going to be many, many, many years ahead of you. So I think they should call you and make an appointment.
And if I can add one thing, I get a lot of people that come to me and they're very ashamed of their situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I tell them, look, everybody's the same. We've all made financial mistakes. I've not met a person yet, including Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
I've not met a person yet who hasn't made financial mistakes that they regret or done things financially that they regret. So they're not alone. I try to tell them that. And then I tell them, look, I'm not here to judge you.
Yeah.
I'm here to help you and guide you to fix whatever that is that needs fixing.
You know, I think a lot of misperceptions or myths that people have is like, I don't have a lot of income. I don't have a lot of money. And I'm just so upside down and screwed up. Well, you know, it's like that. The one comedian, he says, you know, when I get in better shape, I'll go to the gym. It's like they should just call you. Doesn't matter what their situation is. They're like waiting. You know, it's like fixing an ailment of yourselves. And then when I get a little bit closer to being better, then I'll go to the doctor. You should go now.
Let's go now.
Give you a call. I mean,
and then your website, it's just Quivadas.
It's just QuivadasFinancial.com.
QuivadasFinancial.com.
Spell it for him.
QUOVADIS, and then the word financial.com.
And I guess maybe before we let you go, Andy, maybe you could share with us like a success story or something that you really want to leave our listeners with today.
Well, I wasn't expecting that question.
Yeah.
But I think for me, the success stories are when people get it.
Mm-hmm.
Or when I have I'll use one there. So I have a nurse at Kaiser and she came to me and she said, hey, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to retire, but I need to figure all that stuff out. She's about 60. And I did her financial plan and she was well on track. She wasn't even going to, there was almost no risk that she wasn't going to get to retirement. And then she called me back. So we did her plan. Everything was good. She called me back about, I don't know, we met about 2 years later. And this is just recently. And she said, hey, there's been a change. I probably need to retire at 62 instead of 65, but that's going to mean that I have to pay for the full rate on my medical insurance from age 62 to age 65.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 65, I go into the retirement rate at Kaiser.
Yeah.
I said, okay, well, how much is that going to cost? She goes, well, it's about $1,200 a month. So I just did some quick math and said, okay, hold on just a second. I got into her financial plan.
Yeah.
I pulled $50,000 out because it's about $15,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled $50,000 out. It didn't even move the needle. She was still well on track and everything else.
Oh, wow.
And so in about 12 seconds, I told her, I said, look, we can pull $50,000 out for your medical if you need to.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's awesome. It's like, yep.
Wow.
And so that's where she already had it in her head that there was no way it was going to happen.
And then you were able to
show her. In about
12
seconds, it was like, yep, it's done.
No-brainer.
And now she doesn't have that worry anymore.
Well, that reminds me of the, you know, you never see a U-Haul in the back of a hearse. You can't take it with you. Why not? Take that money, reallocate it to help her with her current goal in her life, where she wants to do. So awesome. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, that's
you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for sharing all your wisdom with our listeners. And again, you can reach Andy at 447-0564. Check him out online at QuivadasFinancial.com.
All right. Thank you, Andy.
All right. So we've got Howard on the line. Howard, are you there? Hello.
Yes, I am. So we have three open houses this week.
Mm-hmm.
That's three with the three,
okay.
Or as they say on my side of the island, tree.
Tree houses. Is that tree?
Is that the number three or the house that's up in the tree? Tree house.
I don't know.
Tree houses for open. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm too Howley to do the accent. But,
hey, you live Hawaiian. You live Hawaiian homes. You're Hawaiian.
Yeah,
Hawaiian by proxy.
Yeah.
Hawaiian by proxy.
So our first one is a grand open, mm-hmm. and it's a beautiful two-bedroom, one-bath condo in Opuahale Patio Homes Condominium, and it has a nice loft space, very, very spacious unit. And then our next one is Marina Front in Hawaii Kai with its own boat slip. I repeat, with its own boat slip.
Wow.
At a monthly maintenance fee that's basically the cost of having your own boat slip in town, mm-hmm. which it's next to your house. And then the last one, and that is a two-bedroom, two-bath, and just beautiful marina views right out your living room. And the final one we have is a Royal Kunia large three-bedroom, three-bath home, 1,800 square feet, and that is just ready for a buyer.
Yeah, so it's vacant, ready to move in, right?
Mm-hmm. Ready to go. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so it's a good
deal.
Two
of the three homes are vacant. The Hawaii Kai unit is vacant as well.
And pretty much, I mean, most of our listings are on Showing Time and Century Lock, right? So it's like
easy to see.
They can, you know, if your agents out there, I'll tell you, I know the challenge is you're calling listing agents, they don't call you back. You can't, well, I can see this house. Mm-hmm. We make it easy.
That's right.
Showing Time. Call us, you know, any of our listings, agent remarks are right there.
Yep. You can also come to the open houses this Sunday.
Send your clients. We'll, send you know, them. We'll host them. We'll give them the tour and everything.
Okay. Thanks, Howard.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right.
So I want to talk real quick about an event that we have coming up. August 8th is the first step to BOLD.
First step to the rest of your life.
That's right. So BOLD stands for?
Business Objective Life by Design.
And this is a new, like a new and improved course.
So even you, Kate, Keller Williams agents, you know, I've taken BOLD, the old BOLD. Mm-hmm. I've taken it, I think, 7 or 8 times. And so it doesn't matter how many times you've taken it in the past. This is a completely new version. Something like 80-90% of it has been revamped. Mm-hmm. So it's BOLD 2.0. It's the new version. And so, and even if it wasn't, I would still go and take it because you need to be reminded of all this information of how to be successful so that you keep incorporating more and more of it into your day-to-day life, especially as an agent.
I would say that it's success, mindset, accountability,
yeah,
and you increase your productivity during this, you know, 8 weeks of intense training once a week. So
typically about 5% of the total agent population for KW takes BOLD. Mm-hmm. And in that time period while they're in BOLD, they represent 50% of the overall production of the entire Keller Williams network.
Yes.
So you're talking 5% of 180,000 agents represent 50% of the total volume. So if results are the proof that it works, I don't know what else to tell you.
And it's open to all agents.
KW or not.
And even just anyone that's in the industry.
Industry, real estate school, you don't have your license, come to this BOLD. It's free. We're going to give you lunch.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, and thank you to our sponsors.
We have Jody Tonga and Derek Tonga of Pacific Rim Mortgage.
Bradley Mariama of Allstate Insurance.
Kenji Vendetta of Pillar to Post Home Inspections.
Janice Merland of Dreamhouse Drafting.
John Speed with Kilauea Pest Control.
Duke Kim Han of Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
Thomas Patterson with Patterson Land Surveying. If you want to get a hold of any of our sponsors, just go to teamlally.com.
We also want to give a big thank you to Leah, our producer here in the studio. Jee-hoo. Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have an awesome guest talking about something that'll change your life
forever. This is the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the guaranteed
sold program. If we can't sell your home at the agreed upon price and or time frame, we'll have it bought for cash.
Thanks.